The Terrace Fire Department is struggling to find volunteers, and that could have serious consequences for how they respond to emergencies. John Klee is the Terrace Fire Chief. He joins me by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many volunteers do you currently have?
We have about 21 on our roster right now.
And how many would you like to have?
We'd like to see that number up to about 31, 32, so we're looking for another 10 or 11 volunteers.
Go ahead. What has the response been like so far? What has the response been like so far?
So the response in the last couple of years have been low. So we usually like to have a class of 10 or 12 people joining. In the last 2-3 years, we've only had 3 or 4 people that have joined. And what that's created is more people are retiring or leaving than are joining.
Why do you think you don't have as many people coming forward to volunteer?
I think it's kind of all across the country the same thing. You know, people are finding it harder and harder to volunteer because of the family life, I presume. And also here in Terrace particularly, we're having kind of an economic boom, so a lot of the jobs are outside the community, so whether they're mining or working on construction, a lot of people are finding themselves out of town now 3 weeks out of 4, and so it's hard to volunteer for any community group that's where they live.
And so if a fire breaks out, what happens if you don't have enough volunteers?
So that's always a scary question. So we have standards that we try to max. So we can always respond to the fire. We can always put water on the fire. Where it does limit us is will we be able to go into the building. Right now we have a pretty good system of call-outs, but we're depending on people with only 2 people working normally during the day. We really depend on our full-time guys and the volunteers who respond from home. And when there's not enough people that can do that, then we have to change our tactics so we get to the fire.
So let's put this into context then. You have your 2 full-time firefighters responding to a call. If you make that call out to your small pool of volunteers and no one is available and there's a building burning, what happens?
Then everybody's in trouble. You know, we still could hit a hydrant to get water to the truck. We have what we call deck guns, so we can put water onto the building from outside. But basically, getting into the building won't happen. We're lucky we have another community next door to us, their volunteer department, and we have mutual aid from them, so we can call other resources to try to come and help. And that's what we would do.
I'm speaking to Terrace Fire Chief John Klee about the shortage of volunteer firefighters. It sounds like this could put the community at risk. Why not simply hire more full-time firefighters?
I guess it's priorities, but every town would probably love to have a full-time fire department and more police officers and more recreation departments and more highways and more streets and paved streets and sidewalks. But, you know, it comes down to money, so the volunteer system is a good system. We're in Terrace, we're lucky we have what you call a composite. So our career department is backed up or basically run by our full-time guys that do most of the training and do most of the leading when we come to fires. But we really do depend on that volunteer contingency. So you know, we're always looking out to the community and asking them to provide, you know, to step forward if you have that time.
And if nobody steps forward?
Then the community definitely will suffer.
And that you have no other way around this except for the volunteers.
That's correct. Firefighting is it's a costly business. You know, firefighters are well paid. Equipment costs a lot of money. Training costs a lot of money. So even in the full time department, so they're always struggling with the budget, with overtimes, and how do you trade off, you know, manpower for your budget? With all the training that you have to do to cover all the resources that firefighters are expected to do now.
Without having enough volunteers to fight fires in Terrace, does it put your own firefighters at risk?
It makes the job harder. So, again, with WorkSafe, we have certain requirements. We can't go into a burning building anymore without enough people on the site. So outside forces and WorkSafe is a big one, and their main concern is with the worker safety. Mm-hmm. And so it's that's the fire department's concern. So we're not going to try to put our men or ladies into danger. What does happen, though, it puts a lot of strain on the people that do come to do more with less. So, you know, more training, and they know that rather than take the night off, I may have to put my name on the call-out board to come out, whereas if we had more people, they would have more of a break.
So you're looking for 10 to 11 volunteer firefighters in the Terrace area. What do your volunteers get from the experience?
What they get from experience, they get some top-notch training from us. They get a sense of team playing. They get a sense of family. Everybody in the fire department, and I think this is fire departments throughout North America, that you have a very close-knit group of people, whether you're full-time or volunteers. So they get some really good basic training. They get some first aid training. And you're with a bunch of people that really become your family.
And it sounds like if people aren't motivated to volunteer, they could be putting their community at risk as well.
Every small community, they look to their citizens to provide certain things on a volunteer level just to make the community safer or just a better place to live.
An interesting conversation. Good luck in recruiting those volunteers.
Thank you very much. Take care.
That is John Klee. He is the Terrace Fire Chief. His department doesn't have enough volunteers. They're looking for about 10, 11 more volunteers. We turn it to you. Do you think city should be able to hire more full-time volunteers? Is the volunteer firefighter still the way to go? You can let us know, daybreaknorth at cbc.ca. Maybe you are a volunteer firefighter. What do you get out of it? Call us on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932.